in the limelight.
Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump both increased the number of American personnel in Afghanistan before reducing them. Moreover, Biden, despite joining his predecessor in criticizing endless wars, never committed to implementing the peace accord. Withdrawing quickly would be the only proper response, ending American involvement in Afghanistan's endless war. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Doug Bandow, author. This article is published under the heading, Biden Plans Afghanistan Train Wreck. Stay tuned for more. The seemingly eternal war in Afghanistan continues. The American forces have been on station for nearly 20 years, longer than the Mexican-American War, Civil War, Spanish-American War, the First World War, the Second World War, and Korean War combined. Some $2 trillion have been spent. More than 6,000 U.S. service members and contractors have died, along with roughly 1,100 ally troops. Many more have been wounded, some suffering crippling injuries. Absent a speedy exit, those numbers will continue upward. The U.S. is supposed to leave Afghanistan on May 1st, the timetable agreed to by the Taliban. However, at his recent press conference, President Joe Biden essentially admitted that American forces won't be leaving then. He expressed hope that they would not be there next year. Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump both increased the number of American personnel in Afghanistan before reducing them. Moreover, Biden, despite joining his predecessor in criticizing endless wars, never committed to implementing the peace accord. Worse, the president is under significant pressure from the Pentagon, hawkish establishment media, mostly interventionist think tank Paladins, and a bipartisan war lobby. Never mind 2 decades of failure. Even after American put in early 100,000 troops and largely European allies added another 40,000, acknowledging error was simply beyond members' comprehension. Countries in the region also would push harder for delay, preferring that the U.S. continue to relieve them of responsibility for confronting the conflict. But what would Biden do then? Withdrawing quickly would be the only proper response, ending American involvement in Afghanistan's endless war. However, countervailing pressure would be heavy. Public outrage would encourage retaliation. The entire pro-war establishment would declare the administration's policy a failure and demand that he send in heavy reinforcements, which would not likely prove temporary. There also would be a crescendo of cant about the threat of withdrawal to American global credibility. Every intervention, no matter how foolish and counterproductive, is always defended as essential to convince the world that Washington is willing to undertake even more foolish and counterproductive interventions in the future. Biden would be told that if he didn't punish the Taliban for attacking U.S. forces to punish his administration for violating the agreement, no one would ever again believe American promises. He would be warned that U.S. credibility was at risk. Biden would be told that acting tough is essential for America's security and even survival. However, there are no good arguments for staying. Imagine Afghanistan as it is, except without U.S. forces. Would anyone suggest that Washington intervene militarily? Would anyone single out Afghanistan as a land warranting invasion and occupation, a country 40 years into a war involving a display of changing combatants? Would anyone insist that given the many challenges facing America, this is one of its highest priorities, warranting what amounts to a permanent military presence? The war is a tragedy, but Americans are not obligated to fight and die, and especially to do so seemingly forever, to transform other nations. War should be a last resort to protect Americans, not a first resort to fix other systems, especially when almost 2 decades of U.S. involvement have not delivered the desired peace. Those who died have done so in vain. That is not their fault, but of U.S. policymakers who should be held to account. Indeed, polls indicate that Afghan veterans are in the lead in supporting withdrawal, with nearly 3/4 in favor. The best way to honor the dead is to stop sending Americans in harm's way for less than compelling causes. Perhaps the worst, but most often argument is that withdrawing from Afghanistan would leave a vacuum for terrorists. Ultimately, fighting in Afghanistan makes America and Americans less safe. The conflict is a tragedy, but not one the U.S. can resolve. Despite the understandable desire to do good, Americans are not obligated to war forever to remake other societies. The wealth and lives should not be Washington's to sacrifice for anything other than defense of the land.